The UK Fashion and Beauty Awards were on last night. It was a cracking night at the Crown Plaza. Lots of fabulous people there. Beautiful models, beautiful designers. It was just brilliant. And, of course, Amanda Moss. Hello.
Hello.
Along with the family, which I babysat last night. You and me and your daughter, your eldest daughter, we have a rapport over being stars.
I know. She was telling me all about it today.
Everything. She was hysterical. They were just hysterical. Now, it's not like you to be controversial.
No.
So what have you done this time?
Well, I've got a bee in my bonnet about holidays, kids, you know, our parents basically being fined for taking the kids out of school in term time. So what it is that parents are being squeezed, and I believe that families are getting more and more fragmented. And the only way I get to connect with my family is when we go away, because spending time with them at home is we're all in different rooms, we're eating in different rooms, they're off doing their activities. So we don't have any proper family time at weekends or evenings. The only time we get together and connect as a family is on holiday. And so I think it's wrong that the government is telling us when we can and can't go on holiday. Now, I feel sorry for the teachers because, again, the pressure's been put on them that they've got to implement these fines for parents who take the kids out of school in term time. But as a self-employed businesswoman, my staff that I employ are also parents. Now, if I go on holiday and my staff go on holiday in August, there will be no business in September to come back to. So it's just not practical. So, you know, my kids do well in school. They're clever kids. They, you know, 1 week or a few days out of the term time is not going to impact on their education. And to bring this rule in is just really unfair. And to, you know, on top of that, the holiday companies have jumped on the bandwagon and hiking up the prices to make it even more unfair for people to go away in the holidays. So Fashion Week this year is all about families, getting the message back that family time is very important, kids are very important. We're actually closing on junior night. People in Liverpool spend more money on their children than anywhere else in the UK outside London, which is another point. And I'm just sick of this children should be seen and not heard attitude. So, you know, power to the kids, basically.
Right, power to the kids. Let's look at the other side of it. What about their education? Isn't that far more important than holidays?
Well, you can get a good education going on holiday. You know, education doesn't have to be just in the classroom. And I took them out of school to go to Israel earlier on in the year. And that's very practical. Seeing the history of that country was so enriching for them. They got so much out of that. And you just can't teach that in a classroom.
Yeah, but that's fantastic what you do. But what about the people that just go to a karaoke bar and get stoned out of their brains and drunk out of their minds and just leave the kids in a pram?
Well, that is different, but that is their right as a parent. If it's not affecting their education, then 2 or 3 days out of the school term time is not going to have an impact. I mean, that's completely at the other end of the spectrum. I'm hoping that those children will be doing well in school as well. But we're talking about 90% of parents who take their children out of school are very good citizens and very responsible parents. And they're just trying to find the best way for the kids. And, you know, and connecting with them on holiday is the way to do it.
But Amanda, if everybody does it, isn't there going to be chaos at school?
For the last 30 years, people have been doing it, and everyone's saying, oh, it's going to collapse the education system, but it hasn't. People have been going off on school holidays. My mum and dad took me to Spain in term time plenty of times, and didn't affect my education. I just think it's another tax on parents. It's another excuse to introduce fines. And good citizens are being criminalised for wanting to be with their children. People are having fines and getting criminal records for bringing their kids out of school for one day, for attending weddings or funerals. It's just gone absolutely bonkers.
So how did you cope with taking all your children out of school for to go to Israel?
Well,
did you get into trouble?
Well, fortunately for me, I was a special circumstance and I did get permission eventually. So I didn't, but I was prepared to take them out of school regardless. So whether, you know, I wasn't not going to take them, you know, my flights were booked before, you know, when I told the school anyway. So it was literally, I was being polite when I told them that we, you know, we were taking them out. So
is your husband in agreement with this?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Now, a lot of people are against you over this. A lot of people are for you. It's a real divided one, isn't it?
Well, yeah, people are saying I'm being irresponsible by sending this message out that, you know, you should just take your kids out of school. But the thing is, though, like I say, 90% of the parents who take their kids out of school in term time are responsible parents and are teaching their children, you know, what's right and what is wrong. What is actually happening now is that these laws are actually forcing parents to lie. So people are taking the kids out of school for a day here and there and saying they're off sick, telling their kids that, oh, don't say that, you know, we've gone to grandma's in Scotland. Tell them that, you know, you've had a throat infection. So actually, on the reverse side of things, you know, is putting these infringements on our rights as parents is actually forcing parents to lie.
Amanda, do you not think that if it was all right for anyone to take anybody out of school, do you not think it would be totally abused?
There's always going to be abuse of any system, always. There, you know, but, there, I mean, yes, there is always going to be abuse of but has, you know, what I would like to know is, in the last 30 years, you know, this people have had a 10-day window of opportunity to take their kids out of school, and that seems to have been okay. So why suddenly stop this? I need to see facts and figures really before I can answer that correctly, as to see the impact that has had on the education system before I can, I think, make a judgment. Mm.
Now, you have Lifestyle magazine, you have the fashion industry at your fingertips, you've got the Fashion Week. How are you making the statement?
We have designed a range of T-shirts and clothing with some slogans on them, which people are actually wanting to buy, wear them on holiday, get them on Instagram and tweet them. So basically, we, you know, the slogan, sort of tongue-in-cheek, I'm a special circumstance, stop holiday, price hiking, some rules are meant to be broken. You know, these are... you know, we've just designed a range of T-shirts that hopefully people will cotton on to.
Why not put all your energies, which you always have an awful lot of, why not put all your energies into having a go at the travel agents?
It's not just the travel agents. I mean, I'm not having a go at the teachers. I just want to make that absolutely clear. I'm not having a go at the schools. This is an education policy to the government. So, you know, like I say, I have sympathy for the teachers because they don't want all this extra paperwork anyway. And I'd also like to know where these fines are going, whether the money's actually being put back into the education system or is it just going to MPs' bonuses. But that's another story. I do have a major problem, again, with the holiday companies. But in truth... I just feel like I'm always hitting a brick wall whenever I get on my soapbox. So I thought this would be the way. You know, I know how the fashion industry. I don't know how the holiday industry works, but I know how the fashion industry works, and I know avenues of getting my message out to people. So I wouldn't know where to begin with the holiday companies.
Amanda, where would people find out more about this campaign and where they can buy these clothes?
At liverpoolfashionweek.co.uk, and we're also running the campaign in Lifestyle magazine for the next 3 months. And, of course, you can come along to Fashion Week and order T-shirts and dresses there as well.
Now, last night, a huge success again. I mean, you've cornered a market in the respect that every time you have an award ceremony, you give it... not to the high street companies. What you do is you look for the people who are building their business and become one day the high street companies.
Yeah, that's absolutely what I think is so important, is that it's so difficult to start a business and run a business, and you're battling against the wind in so many respects. And these people... work so hard, and you know, these are the beauty salons, the designers that are on parades of shops in the suburbs.